Trump's plan for Gaza backed by UN Security Council. A Chinese firm bought an insurer for CIA agents, part of Beijing's trillion-dollar spending spree. U.S. judge says government missteps may have tainted Comey case. Ex-Harvard President Larry Summers steps back from public role after Epstein email release. Tom Cruise on his first Oscar, making films is who I am. Ukraine to get up to 100 French-made Rafale fighter jets. K-pop Demon Hunter star on how her life mirrored main character's journey. Japan movie releases postponed in China after Taiwan Row. Australia detains South African seen at neo-Nazi rally. Canada narrowly approves Carney's first federal budget. South Africa to refuse charter flights of Palestinians over fears of cleansing agenda. France investigating Vinted over alleged links to pornographic content. Louvre closes gallery due to structural issue. Trump calls on House Republicans to vote to release Epstein files. Shelters plead for Gazans as winter rains raise fears of more disease and death. India's politicians are dishing out election freebies, but are they affordable? Sheikh Hasina, the pro-democracy icon who became an autocrat. Mysterious drones have been spotted at night at airports across Europe. How worried should we be? British Columbia v. Alberta, how oil sparked a feud between neighbors. How Tanzania police crushed election protests with lethal force. The U.S. will help South Korea build nuclear attack submarines. Here's what that means. New video shows stunning aurora borealis over South Dakota. Watch. Hundreds of sheep cross historic German city during annual tradition moment. Former Bangladesh leader Sheikh Hasina's sentence is announced. Watch. Three Nestflix peregrine falcons each take flight for the first time. Astonishingly lethal. BBC reports from site of Russian strike in Kyiv. Gold prices drop amid waning rate cut bets. SEP non-farm payrolls awaited. Ukrainian attack damages power plants in Russian-controlled parts of Donetsk. Official says oil slips as loadings resume at Russian hub. Markets weigh sanctions impact. Oil prices fall on restored Russian supply. Traders eye Fed outlook. Trump would back Russia sanctions bill if he retains final authority, White House official says. Exclusive, Chevron joins race to explore potential purchase of Lukoil assets, sources say. Saudi crown prince to visit U.S. with defense, AI. Nuclear on agenda, Goldman Sachs sees oil prices falling through 2026 on supply surge. RBC initiates coverage of MTU Aero at sector perform rating despite growth prospects. Gulf Air signs agreement with Boeing for 15 T-787 Dreamliner aircraft. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 3.17%. NIO's Firefly EV brand seeks growth in right-hand drive markets without tariffs. AkzoNobel to buy Axalta in $9.2 billion all-stock deal. Honda to resume regular output at NAmerica plants after chip supply disruptions. 5 minutes from autocracy, how Georgia U-turned from its western path. Bank of England boosts deposit guarantee for savers to £120,000. U.S. construction spending rebounds in August. Canada's inflation in October eases to 2.2% on lower gasoline food prices. Spain ups 2025 growth forecast to 2.9% in line with European Commission. White House advisor Hassett says there have been mixed signals in job market. NY Empire State Manufacturing Index surges, exceeding expectations. India's October trade deficit hits record high on surge in gold imports. Spain to raise 2025 economic growth forecast to 2.9% report. Switzerland's economy shrinks 0.5% in Q3 as U.S. tariffs hit business. Factbox. Japan's toolkit to combat unwelcome yen declines. Japan ruling party panel proposes $161 billion extra budget to fund stimulus. Analysis. Clamor for change. Inside the world's COP30 climate negotiations, Bowie resists major ring-fencing reform as banks push for flexibility report. Analysis. Italy's light touch on inheritance tax comes at a cost, economists say.